我们今天早上学到帖撒前书第一章六到八节，最近所谈到的活泼的信心。
This morning in our class, we have studied on 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, concerning the living faith.
活泼的信心就是有生命的信心。
Living faith consists of a faith that is alive.
我们早上学到第三段，现在我们来看第四段。
And so we learned up until the third point in that category, and so we will move on to the fourth.
听了教会的信徒的信德传遍天下。
And that is, the faith is known throughout the world.
现在我们看到第八节。
So that is in verse 8.
第八节的后面谈到，你们向神的信心，不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了。所以不用我们说什么话，这里谈到了听到教会信徒的信心在这个马其顿啊，各地方都传开。
Here is discussed about the faith and the word of the Lord has sounded forth in Macedonia and Achaia.
传道人常常到处去牧养教会所以会把某个教会的信心好的榜样向另外一个教会传扬，来鼓励他们。
Pastors traveled to many different places in his ministry, and so would go and spread the words of certain strength of churches to other churches.
好像台湾教会也有一些信心好的弟兄姐妹。
Such as in Taiwan, there are some good example of brothers and sisters.
美国也有很多信心好的弟兄姐妹。
In America, there are also many good brother and sister with good faith.
那台湾传道常常被差派来这里协助工作。
And so Taiwan pastor many times have been sent here to support the work in the United States.
就会见证台湾教会弟兄姐妹有什么样的信心的好的表现。
And so they would also share with you concerning the good examples set by many brothers and sisters from Taiwan.
来鼓励这边的弟兄姐妹。
To encourage and to edify the brothers and sisters here.
然后也会把这边弟兄姐妹信心好的表现带回去台湾做见证。
And likewise, he would bring back the good examples that he have witnessed in his ministry here back to Taiwan.
所以信心好的表现传扬是不受空间限制。
And so this faith is toward God is known and is not confined through time nor space.
也不受时间限制，就永远一再一代的传下去。
It surpasses space and time and is passed from generations to generations.
那么天主教信徒信心有什么好的表现呢？
And so what kind of good faith is known?
第六节上面谈到他们在患难中还有喜乐。
And so from verse 6,it tells us that they have this joy in their afflictions.
这个就接受福音的结果。
And this is the result of receiving the word.
很多没有信主的人遇到苦难，心里就很痛苦。
There are many who have not come to know Christ. When they encounter tribulation, they suffer in deep pain.
没办法喜乐。
They are unable to find that joy.
听说叫信徒在接受福音时候受了好多逼迫。
And the Jesus Church member, in believing in the Word of God, they have underwent many tribulations. And so in Thessalonica, because they have this affliction, and so they are hurt, unable to go out to do good on their job, and so unable to earn an income. And so their financial may have gone into ruins. And so they go into poverty. But here it says, even though this happened to them in their daily life, but they are still joyful. And that is the result of them believing in the truth and having the grace of God in their life. And in the second portion of verse 6, it says also,about imitating the preachers.
因为当时传道也为了福音受过逼迫。
And because during that time, the preachers, the pastors also have, for the sake of the gospel, been persecuted.
虽然受逼迫，还是冒险传福音给他们。
Even though they face persecution, but they still, with courage, continue to preach the gospel to them.
而且在他们都好多生活上的好的表现。
And so have set many good examples.
天主教信徒就把传道人的好的榜样学 学习他们好的榜样。
And so the members in Thessalonica learn from the preachers, their good examples.
我们现在看第八节上面。
Let's also now move forward to verse 8.
因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来, 这里谈到, 神的道从天教会信徒当中传扬出来。
Verse 8, it says, From you the word of the Lord has sounded forth.
为什么会把神的道传扬出来呢?
Why is the word of the Lord been spread out?
因为他们信了耶稣以后满心喜乐。
Because after they come to know Christ, they have been filled with this joy. Even though they have affliction, but in their heart, they are still very joyful.
没有信主人看到这种情况, 感到很奇怪。
And so one who does not believe in God, they look at witness the situation and find it confusing.
为什么这些信耶稣人遇到苦难还有这么喜乐呢?
Why do these Christians believe, suffer affliction, but yet they are still so joyful?
他们就思考一定信耶稣有很多好处。
And so they meditate to themselves, there must be some good benefits of believing in God.
因为有那么多的恩典, 所以虽然为主受苦也感觉很足的。
Because even though they are suffering from persecution and affliction, they have received abundant grace from God.
所以才有那样的喜乐。
And so therefore they have this joy.
我们常常说信主很好。
We many times say with our mouth that it's good to believe in the Lord.
如果真的信主这么好, 应当充满喜乐才对啊。
If we truly believe the statement that it's good to believe in the Lord, then it should flow from our inner being of that joy and peace.
我们一面说信耶稣多好, 一面又没有把生, 里面的那一种属灵喜乐平安表现出来。
If we only speak with mere words, say it's good to be a Christian, but unable to be a good witness of that joy and peace of being a good Christian,
所以我们传的效果就降低了。
Then they will notice to preach the gospel, the quality of our preaching will decrease.
看诗篇第九诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
十五节。
Psalms 90, verse 15.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90,
十五节,
verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。这个摩西向神祷告。
Here Moses made a prayer to God.
他向神说，我们就是代表以色列人向神祷告。
He said, make us resembling the people of Israel in making prayer to God.
说求神使我们受苦的日子可见苦难是从神那边来。
He said, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, therefore affliction comes from the Lord.
但他并没有说神啊，求你让这苦难日子离开我们。
He did not pray in such a way, say, Lord, take this affliction away from our days. But instead, he says, to make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us. It is not frightening to be in affliction. But what is frightening is that in our affliction, there is no gladness.
假如苦难中有喜乐, 那么我们的信心的根就扎得更深。
If there is joy in our affliction, then you will realize the root of our faith will be even stronger and deeper.
有一句话说, 风不摇, 树不老, 就是 树在扎根说，有时候遇到小石子, 有时候遇到土著很硬, 没办法扎根, 那风吹树就摇, 根部也跟着摇, 那么小石子移开了, 土著也松懈了, 就会扎根。
And so there's a saying that the tree, while it's trying to root itself, it encounters rocks and other branches and hard soil. And so as the wind is blowing, this tree will shake and loosen the soil so that it can also, actually, its root can go even further deeper.
如果没有风,这个树就没有摇动的机会。
If there is no wind, then this tree would not wave, would not shake.
这个根就很难扎深。
And then the root is not moved so that it could penetrate deeper into the soil.
我们发现一个事实,
and so we realize this truth.
海岸地带的树都不很高。
That the trees that is close to the shores are not very tall.
因为海的风很强。
Because the wind from the shore is very strong.
但它的根扎得很深。
But the root is actually very deep.
我的义父是澎湖人。 我的义父澎湖, 台湾小岛澎湖的人。
My father-in-law was from Penghu.
他们住在白沙乡, 白沙, 那个乡叫白沙乡, 因为沙是白色的, 叫白沙乡。
And he lived in this area called the White Sand Village because the sand is white.
花海大桥, 就是说, 海的上面有一个大桥，从这边跨到那边叫跨海大桥，很长。
And so there is a bridge that goes across, so that people can cross.
那大桥的这个岸的左边呢，有一棵榕树啊，榕树一棵变成22棵，就是它会有根生出来，然后每一条根又扎根，又变一棵树，分成两排。两排有22棵树，都是一根树生出来的。
And actually, on one side of this bridge, there is this one tree that, from one tree, it was able to produce 2 rows of 20 or so trees.
啊，据说是几百年前郑成功用船从福建运到这边来种的。
And from what I've heard, this seed was actually brought from another place.
啊，我的意思说，有人在对岸那边叫做桥的对岸那边，发现有树根，有树根。
And so my father-in-law said to me that someone across the shore saw that there is this tree with this root.
但对岸并没有根，没有树啊。
But the opposing shore had no trees.
所以他们就推测，一定是岸的这边那一棵树扎根，通过海底，然后到对岸去扎根。
And so it was wondering that how come this tree was able to produce, who brought the seed over, and they debated that it was from the other side of the shore in which the root went under the water and came out on the island.
它能生存几百年。
And that this tree can exist for hundreds of years.
而且一棵树变成22棵。
And that this one tree becomes 22 trees.
因为它的根扎得又远又深。
Because its root was able to extend really far and really deep.
所以不怕风雨吹打。
And so it is not afraid to be shaken by the wind.
从这个问题我们思考一个问题。
And so from this, we can think about a question.
遇到苦难有时候我们会感觉很难过。
Sometimes when we are undergoing affliction, we are deeply in pain.
但神让我们遇到这些事要让我们受磨练。
But God enabled us to encounter this so that we can be trained.
让信仰的根扎得更深，灵性更长进。
So that our spiritual faith can be more deeply rooted.
有的人遇到苦难会感觉很难过。
Many people, after they have undergone through suffering, feels sorrowful.
但有的会充满喜乐。
But there are also some who feel joyful.
遇到苦难还能喜乐，我们叫乐观的人生观。
And so to those people who are able to have joy in their affliction, we can say that they are more of an optimistic kind of person.
遇到苦难会难过，就这种人我们叫悲观的人生观。
And so those who are more, do not have this joy in their affliction, we call them more of the pessimistic view of life.
乐观的人遇到苦难会正面思考。
And so one who is optimistic will look at things in his life on a positive side of perspective.
悲观的人遇到苦难会负面思考。
But on the pessimist side, they will only look at things from a negative point of view.
同一件事情，正面思考跟负面思考会有两种不同的感受。
And so from one situation to have two perspectives of one that is negative, one that is positive, but they will produce two different results.
台湾中部教会有一个地方叫伦伟教会，伦伟教会。
In Taiwan, in central region, there is a church by that is known as the Lun Wei Church.
那边有一个老姐妹，她的绰号叫感谢主啊，感谢主啊。
And there
绰号啊。
There is a sister whose nickname was given as the Thank the Lord Sister.
她信主前患一个怪病。
After she came to believe in God, she had this strange illness.
阳光晒她，或是风吹到她，就头痛。
When the sun shines upon her, or when the wind blows upon her, she would have migraines.
所以整天在蚊帐里面生活，三餐家里人要拿食物，经过这个蚊帐轻轻的送给她吃。
And so she would have to be indoors, and so every meal, her family would have to bring food to her.
叫一个姐妹就去找她。
And so a church sister went to see her.
你要在蚊帐过一辈子吗？
He said, "Do you want to be confined to your living quarters the rest of
your
life?" 你这样
很可怜呐。
This is a very pitiful way to live your life.
我带你去教会。
Let me bring you to church.
耶稣医治你。
The Lord Jesus will heal you.
就把他带出来。
And so she brought her out.
啊，离开加尔的安息参加聚会时候，那个头包一个巾，头巾呐、啊，包了一个头很大。
And so when she went to attend service on Sabbath day, she came to church with a heavy towel wrapped around her head.
带她的这个姐妹说，去教头包这个大不好看呐、啊，拿掉。
And so the sister who brought her to church said, "You know, to go to church like this, it does not look good. So therefore, take off that towel."
拿掉头不痛。
And so she took off the towel, but yet she did not feel a headache.
聚会一整天都没有头痛。
And so she attended service the whole day and did not feel any headache.
就得到医治了。
And so she was healed.
啊，从那天开始。
And so from that day forth,
他就常常讲感谢主，一天讲好几十次，有时候可能超过100次。
And every day,
就开口闭口感谢主。
Every day she, out of her mouth, she would speak, and say thank and praise God, many many times, sometimes over 100 times.
后来她名字叫感谢主啊。
And so people nickname her as, praise the Lord, sister.
啊，差不多50年前。
50 years ago.
我到安息日天来讲道。
And on the Sabbath day, I was given the sermon.
啊，去之前我的左边左手的大拇指受伤，用。
Before I went, I hurt my thumb on my left hand, and so I had a band-aid over it.
问说你的手指头怎么样啊？
And so she asked me and said, "What happened to your finger?"
被单烤的砍的一个伤口很大，所以扎把包扎起来。
And so I said, "I cut myself with a knife, and it was kind of deep cut. So therefore, I put this thick band-aid over it."
他说感谢主啊。
And she said, "Oh, praise and thank God."
又在笑。
And so she started laughing.
奇怪，这个也要感谢啊。
And I think to myself, you are so strange. How come you are praising God about this?
挨几声才对啊。
And I thought your reaction would be signing and feeling pain.
啊，一声没有挨，还说感谢主，还在笑，好像活该活该。
She did not have any compassion. Yes, she's laughing, like saying you deserve it.
有几个青年在那边。
And so some of the youth were next to me.
对青年说，他说感谢主啊，这个。随便感谢乱来，没有分别是非就感谢，这很奇怪。
And so I said to youth, I say for her to say, praise and thank God without that the sincerity and the meaning, just to simply say praise and thank God in any situation is not proper.
啊，其中一个青年啊，比我还大一岁。
And so there was a youth, actually that was older than me 1 year.
后来他被立执事。
Later on, he was ordained as a deacon.
后来当养老院的院长。
And later on, he was the chair of the theological school.
他说，姐妹，这个姐妹说你说感谢主对啊。
And so he explained to me and said, "This sister say praise and thank God is appropriate."
我说为什么感谢主啊
？And I said, "Why did you say that?"
感谢主保佑没有砍断嘛。
And he said, "Praise and thank God that God preserved your thumb so it wasn't cut off."
哦，如果没有主保佑，可能断了。
If God did not preserve your thumb, then it may have been cut off.
那我问啊，如果砍断呢？
And I said, "What if my thumb was cut off?"
他砍断了，感谢主啊。
And he said, "If it's cut off, you still should say thank you and praise God."
奇怪，砍断还要感谢主。
And I think to myself, that's a strange concept. Why do I praise God even if my thumb is cut off?
感谢主还有树根呢。
And he said, "You should say praise God because you have 4 more fingers left on your left hand."
正面思考。
And this is called positive and optimistic
view. 往好处想。还算不错了，不太严重了。
To think positive so that it's not too bad, it's not too serious.
往害处想，一直想主都受伤啊，砍断啊，你就不能快乐嘛。
And but if you think pessimistic or negative, you just think your finger is cut or it's cut off, and you cannot be joyful.
圣经说，凡事有神旨意。
So the Bible says, in everything there is the will of God, so that we can be benefited. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. That what God enabled us to encounter, He wants us to be edified.
苦难的下个阶段就是恩典。
And so the next level of affliction is the grace of God.
有人这样说。
There is someone who says,
苦难是伪装的恩典，就伪恩典伪装成苦难哈，说苦难是恩典的伪装啊，伪装恩典啊，有人这么讲了。
Someone once says that affliction and suffering is only a makeup of the grace that is inside.
我不讲伪装。
I would not say as a makeup.
我画一个等号，为苦难等于恩典。
I would like to
画等号了，苦难等于恩典。
I would like to change the statement to affliction equates to or equals to grace.
不是伪装了，就苦难就是恩典。
It is not just the makeup of it, but it is actually grace itself.
因为神每次给我们的苦难，就是让我们的信心 的根扎的更深，灵性更加成熟。
Because every time God allows you to encounter affliction in your life is to give you an opportunity for your faith to be even further deeply rooted. The Bible says that Job encountered great suffering. And so on to chapter 12, it says, the Lord enabled his affliction to depart away from him. So affliction itself is limited by time. It is not eternal or forever. It will pass away. And then your spiritual life will grow even further. And so Moses here made a prayer that not the affliction be taken away in their days, but that to make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us. And so there are Jesus Church members that have this level of faith. And so even in their midst of their affliction, they have this gladness. And so the gospel will spread. And so later on, they also have good behavior. Because they exhibit good behavior, it's easy to spread the word of the Lord. In chapter 2, verse 10, it says that they love the Lord. Even though they face affliction, but they did not depart from God. And then chapter 4, verse 9, it says that they love, 9 and 10, they love men. And that they love one another. Brothers and sisters are like one family, full of warmth. And this will also enable the word of the Lord to spread. And they also imitate the preachers. Whatever example set by the pastor, good example set by the pastor, they will imitate. And so their lifestyles begin to change. And so there is the power that is able to move the hearts of men so that other people can come to believe in the word of the Lord.
前书第一章的第十篇注第十篇讲章啊，就是服侍又真又活的神。
And the next section is serving the living and true God.
看天书前书的第一章。
Let's refer back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一章第9节到第10节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里？你们是怎样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神？这里谈到提神的教会信徒离开偶像。
Here it says that the members in Thessalonica departed for away from idols.
第九节这个中文翻译意思不是很清楚啊。
Chinese version is not that clear.
他说，因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里？这个意思很模糊。
For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you. This statement is quite confusing.
另一种翻译本翻成，因为他们自己正在传报我们的事，说我们到你们那里是怎样受了欢迎啊，就是说。
Another version says how the members there was very acceptance and welcome the gospel preached by Paul. And so themselves, who is this referring to?
第八节谈, 从第七节开始,
it is actually from verse 7.
说他们教会信徒的信心成为马其顿亚盖人的这个榜样。
That you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believed. But in verse 8 it says, not just Macedonia and Achaia, but it has also been spread in every place. And so here now Paul comes to them and they welcome Paul. And so it tells them how the church had departed away from idols.
这个偶像不是真神啊。
And the idols are not gods. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2,
十三节,
verse 13.
耶利米书的二章十三节,
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子啊。
Said,
以前的台湾的老传道
，A long time ago, the Taiwan old minister，
有人把这一节圣经解释成比较有的挖池子洗礼
，And sometimes they made this verse explain that some other churches have dug cisterns in order to have baptism.
其实这一节圣经跟洗礼没有关系。
Actually, this verse has nothing to do with those baptism through basin.
这里的活水的泉源是象征真神。
Here, the fountain of living water is in reference to the true God.
能够让人心灵充满喜乐平安。
Is able to enable hearts of man to be filled, to be content.
因为泉源的水源啊是没有断绝的。
Because the fountain of living water never ends and it is constantly flowing.
那么自己凿出的池子是破裂不能存水。
And so they hewn themselves cistern, broken cistern that can hold no water.
这个象征偶像不能做人依靠。
It's just like in reference to idols, which cannot be relied by man.
从前面看更清楚。
And if we read earlier, you can see even clearly.
第二章的第五节。
From chapter 2, verse 5.
神如此说，你们的列祖见我有什么不义，竟远离我，随从虚无的神。这里谈到以色列人随从虚无的神做偶像。
Here it says that the people of Israel have followed idols.
再看第八节。
Let's skip to verse 8。
祭司都不说耶和华在哪里。传律法、传讲律法的都不认识我吗？都不认识我，官长违背我，先知借巴力说预言。随从无义的神啊，这里又讲他们随从无义的神就偶像。
And here it says that they, well, in verse 8, also they worship idols and they walk after things that do not profit, which is idols.
十一节
，11.
岂有异国犯了他的神吗？其实这不是神，但我的百姓将他们的荣耀换了那无义的神啊，这偶像叫无义的神。
Here it says that, verse 11 says, these idols are not gods.
前面都一直讲偶像啊。
And so all these verses refer to idols.
所以自己凿出池子破水不能存水的池子就是偶像不能做依靠。
And so hewn themselves cistern, broken cistern that can hold no water is in reference to idols that cannot be relied.
活水泉源是象征神才能够给人做依靠，解决人的问题。
Fountains of living water is in reference to God who can solve the problems of people because it is living.
因偶像不是神不能做依靠。
And so the idols are not gods and so they cannot be relied upon. 提
醒呢教会信徒了解偶像不是神，所以就离弃偶像。
And so members of Thessalonica realizes this, and so they departed away from idols and do not serve after idols.
原来偶像是魔鬼的工具啊。
The idols are a tool of Satan.
看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20.
十章二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 20.
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不与你们与鬼相交。哈，这里说外邦人拜偶像，那是祭鬼。那偶像是鬼的魔鬼的工具啊。
Here says the Gentiles sacrifice to demons and not to God.
有时候拜偶像人也会行一些奇术来骗人。
Actually, sometimes demons will also perform some miracles to try to deceive the hearts of man.
其实偶像没有生命，怎么会行奇术呢？那是魔鬼的工作。
So how is it that idols, even though we say it is not living, able to perform some miracles, but that is because behind it has the power of Satan.
魔鬼利用偶像为工具，行奇术来迷惑人。
That Satan uses the idol as a tool to deceive the hearts of men.
如果他没有行一点奇术，大家不相信。
If he does not perform some sort of supernatural power, then people would not come and believe the idols.
好像摩西在神面前拐杖丢在地上变成蛇。
Just as Moses threw his staff into the ground and it became a serpent.
行法术的人也一样，拐杖拿在放在地上变成蛇。
And likewise, the sorcerers of Pharaoh able to throw their staff onto the ground and also become serpents.
变成蛇啊，拐杖变成蛇，把这个
行瓦树的那个蛇、啊、吞下去了。
But Moses' staff, a serpent, is able to devour the staffs of the sorcerers.
啊，魔鬼会行奇术啊，但神的奇术能力更强。
So, Satan can also perform miracles, but the miracle of God is even more powerful and greater.
使徒第八章记载行邪术的西门用邪术赚钱。
And Acts chapter 8 records about a person by the name of Simon who performs miracles as a sorcerer
很多人,
for money.
很多都信他。
And so there are many people who followed after him.
那后来看到耶稣门徒行神的比他更厉害。
And then when he observed that the apostles able to perform miracles that is greater power than him,
很多人都去信耶稣了。
That other people went to believe in Christ.
所以后来他也去信耶稣。
And so later on, he himself went to believe.
他信耶稣不是想真的成为耶稣门徒了。
But when he believed, he did not sincerely want to believe for the sake of believing in God.
是想学功夫啊。
But that he wants to learn the skill, the technique of miracles.
他干使徒按手
He saw that the believers able to, the apostles able to lay hands and receive Holy Spirit.
他没有祷告。
And so he didn't pray.
如果他跟着闭着眼睛祷告，他看不到功夫了。
If he closed his eyes and is praying with the multitude, then he would not see apostles laying hands.
啊，然后他就拿钱给使徒说，把这个功交我。
And so he
送红包给他。
And so he saw this and tried to bribe Peter and say, "Teach me how to also lay hands on other people receive Holy Spirit."
你以为神的恩赐可以用钱买吗
？And so Peter questioned him, "You think that the power of God can be purchased with money?"
你的钱跟你一同灭亡。
Your money may perish with you.
啊，然后叫他悔改。
And tell him to repent.
啊，所以同样会行奇术，神的能力更大。
And so it's likewise, the demons able to perform miracle, but the miracle of God is more powerful.
以前台湾阿里山有一个行邪术的。
In Taiwan, there in Ali, Mount Ali, there is someone who is
able to perform
surgery. Sorcery.
他来到会堂面前。
So when we were having service, he came to the front.
行法术。
Came to the front of the chapel and
要把我们圣灵赶走了。
And perform some sorcery, try to cast away our Holy Spirit.
他在会堂面前显法术时，哇，神的能力从会堂里面冲出来，他就倒下去了。
And so while he was trying to perform his sorcery, the power of the Spirit of God struck him, and so he fell.
他赶快逃跑。
And so he ran away, frightened.
哇，他的这个教会这个神啊，更强，更厉害。
He recognized this power of our church, of our God, is much more powerful.
后来他患了怪病。
And later on, he had a weird illness.
全身的关节痛得很厉害。
And all the joints in his body had some problems.
他告诉这个信徒来。
And so he asked our church members to come.
告诉信徒说我要信耶稣了。
And he said to our members, I want to believe in your God.
就请传道来。
And so he asked the pastor to come.
我要受洗。
He said, I want to receive baptism.
我要悔改信耶稣。
I want to repent and believe in Christ.
那要用担架抬他去洗礼说哇痛得要命他全身都痛。
And so as they lift him on a bed to carry him to baptism, he was in such pain.
传道说这怎么可以啊你全身痛得这么厉害怎么能洗礼啊等到祷告病好了才洗礼。
Pastor say, how can you go get baptized in your situation like this? Let us pray until you get better and then we'll go baptize.
他说我如果晚上输掉怎么办啊?
And he said, what if I die tonight?
你不要管我了,我叫我的了,你抬你的了。
He said, don't worry about me. I'll just be there crying in pain, but ignore me and just take me to the baptism site.
我痛得没,痛得快没命了。
Because I am in such pain that I am about to die.
就不管他怎么叫,就把他抬去。
And so as he is crying out there in pain, the member continued to carry him to the baptism site.
洗礼起来病好了。
And so when he rose up from the water, his sickness was healed.
更有能力了。
So our God is powerful.
偶像不是神。
So the idols are not
gods. Now,
how is it that the Thessalonian members are able to understand that idols are not
gods? And
this is through the revelation of the Holy
Spirit. Let's
turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
12,
verse
3. 先看第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2.
你们做外邦人的时候随时被牵引受迷惑去服侍那哑巴偶像就是你们知道的第三节
Verse 3.
所以我告诉你们被神的灵感动的没有说耶稣可做主若不是被神感动的也没有能耶稣的主、啊、这里说哥林多教信徒以前是拜哑巴偶像
Here it says that the Corinthian church, before the members believe in dumb idols,
受了迷惑,
And so they were deceived.
那后来怎么醒悟过来，知道偶像不是神呢？
And later on, how did they awaken to come to believe in Christ?
第三节说圣灵感动啊。
And then verse 3 it says, because they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
听到福音有圣灵感动。
They listened to the gospel and moved by the Spirit of God.
就醒悟过来，偶像不是神。
They woke up and say, believe in Christ. And so they call Jesus as their Lord. And so the word of God teaches us what is the true God and what is false God. Let's turn to Psalms. Psalms
119.
Psalms
119,
verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple.
神的话如果不解开，是一种奥秘，我们很难了解。
If the words of God is not untangled, then we are unable to understand it because it is full of mysteries. But once it gives understanding to the simple, we are able to receive the words as it gives us light. And then we have this understanding to understand the words of God. And then we'll be able to discern what is the true and what is the false God. Let's also refer to Psalms 135,
verse 15 to 18.
Here it says that the idol describes that idols do not have life. One time I went to a true seeker's home to get rid of his idol. And he lived in the village. And the people of the village are living in rural places and are very superstitious. And so because he wanted to come believe in Christ, therefore we need to destroy the idols that he owned. Why did he want to believe in Christ?
原来这个老姐妹跟她先生啊，以前曾经到教会慕道过。
Actually, this old sister and her husband once before have come to True Seek in the church. And she wants to believe in God. But her son opposed her decision. And so she dare not receive baptism.
后来这个老先生离世了，就是姐妹的先生啊，老先离世了。
And so later on, this old woman's husband died and passed away.
再过几年，这个老姐妹也生病了。
And so a few years later, this old lady also got sick.
这个儿子就在他的厅堂向那些祖宗牌位说。
And so the son in his family altar said to these idols, ancestral idols,
我的爸爸已经死了。
He said to them and say, my father has died. And all you ancestors before me have not preserved your own son. And now my mother is severely sick. And so if this time you do not keep her and to have her become healthy again, if she dies, then I will not worship you anymore. I will go believe in Christ. And so his mother heard him pray this to the idols. And so tell him to come inside. He said, are you praying to the idols that after I die you will go believe in Christ? He said, you son, now we need to go believe in Christ. Not that when I die, then you go believe in Christ.
我死了，你去，你得救，我没有得救啊。
He said, if I die and you go believe in Christ, you are saved, but I died, I am not saved.
因为这样全家来信主。
And so because of this, the whole family went to believe in God.
这个老姐妹病就好了。
And so this old woman received her healing.
那因为要信主，所以她家的偶像要除掉。
And so in order to believe in God, all these idols had to be taken away.
我就把桌子上偶像搬下来，放在她的家里门。 门前啊屋前啊堆成一堆啊然后用火烧。
And so I took,、collected all the idols in this house, take it outside into a pile and lit it on fire.
然后我的有的偶像木头做的很大所以要烧不容易就把它破开。
And so some of these idols are quite large、and made of strong wood, so we need to use the axe to break into smaller pieces.
邻居那些没有信耶稣围在那边看。
And so all his neighbors who do not believe in Christ were observing us doing this.
他们很惊讶。
And so they were astonished.
然后我刀起举起来。
And so I took the knife and I was about to cut it.
瞪着眼睛看。
And so with their eyes wide open, they were looking at me.
他们心里想可能 会发生什么大事了。
And so they're thinking to themselves, something is going to happen to this man.
我就告诉他们了。
And I said to them,
假如有神
and I say, if these idols are indeed God,
砍下去,
if I put my axe down on it,
我的主都会断掉,
then my finger will probably break.
假如主都没有断掉,
if my finger do not break,
就是没有神,
then therefore these are not God.
因为假如有神, 他会抓我的手, 手去砍我的手啊。
Because if it is God, then he will use my other hand to cut off my other hand, so it's not be, the idols will not be cut.
他们眼睛睁得更大再看。
And so their eyes become even wider to observe me.
我心就想, 小心一点。
And so in my heart, I said to myself, you got to be careful.
不要不小心砍断了就闹出笑话。
Do not accidentally cut yourself and let other people, it'll be very embarrassing.
但是有神的话你不能小心了。
But if you have God, you cannot be more careful.
有神的话你小心他会抓你手去砍你手啊。
If you are careful and these are God's, then it'll take your hand to cut your other hand.
因为没有神，所以你小心，他就对你没有办法，因为他没有神嘛。
Because it's not God, so therefore it has no power over you to cut your hand.
结果手头没有受伤。
And so my hands were fine.
偶像烧光了。
And all the idols were burnt to ashes.
他们很惊讶。
And so they were just standing there astonished.
所以我们就知道偶像不是神，他没有生命。
And so we know that idols are not gods and they do not have life.
他连自己都保不能保佑自己，怎么能保佑别人呢？
They cannot even preserve themselves. How can they preserve human life?
还有，如果有神迹显明，
and also if there is miracles,
大家会晓得真的有神。
And then people will recognize that there is a God.
在列王上的十八章三八三十九节那边记载。
In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 38 and 39 it records.
假先知在辨别真假先知时候。
When Elijah was fighting with the false prophets of who served the true God.
假先知求他们的偶像降火来接受这些祭物。
And so the false prophets also prayed to their God to accept their offering on the altar.
没有动静。
But there was no movement.
先祖拿刀刮自己身体。
And so they take their knives and cut themselves.
也没有功效。
And yet there was nothing.
一定要跟他开玩笑。
And so Elijah said to them and jokingly,
你们的神在路上还没有赶到。
He said, your God is still on the road and has not arrived.
要说你们的神可能在打瞌睡啊。
Or that your God is over there sleeping.
你们大声叫吧。
Go and cry even louder.
有时候先祖会讲开玩笑啊。
And so we see here, prophets also make jokes.
后来以利亚一祷告就降火来。
And then Elijah make prayer to God in heaven and the fire descended.
以色列人看到这种神迹啊。
And so when the people of Israel witnessed this,
说主是我们的神。
And say the Lord is our God.
以色列人信仰就复兴
了。And so the faith of the Israelites were revived.
因为有神迹显明，所以百姓的信仰就复兴。
And because there is miracles, therefore the faith of the Israelites were revived.
我们要今天这样叫复兴，要求神多行神迹。
And so today, likewise, for our church to be to have a revival, we also need God to perform miracles.
我们看列王下见第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5,
十五节
verse 15.
列王下见第五章，十五节。
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 15.
乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神的那里，站在他面前说，如今我知道除了以色列诸外普天下没有神。这里记载乃曼的大麻风得了医治。
Here it records how Naaman's leprosy was healed.
那他对神说，如今我知道以色列以外普天下没有神。
So now he said, indeed, I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel.
他没有说我相信啊。
He did not say, I believe.
他说我知道了。
He said, now I know.
你说你相信还没有得到啊。
If when you say you believe, it is something that you have not obtained.
我知道就已经经过这信心的过 这个过程了。
But when you say I know, you have already gone through the process of faith. 然后所信变成事实了。And what you have now encountered has become a fact.
所以就说我知道。
And therefore that you say I know.
没有说我相信。
Not that I believe.
先有信心在前面，才有知道在后面。
And so at first you must have belief, and then you will know after.
因为这神迹很明显
and because this miracle is so evident,
所以他否定全世界的神
and so he denied all other gods of the earth,
也否定他的国家的神
and even the gods in his own country,
以色列所拜的神以外没有神
and so there is no god in all the earth except in Israel.
当时使徒时代好多神迹
and so during the time of apostles, there are many miracles.
保罗到处传道，就有神迹随着他。
And wherever Paul preached, there were miracles that followed after him.
所以这些神迹让天主教会信徒了解，我们所拜的神是造万物的神。
And so these miracles enabled the Thessalonica members to recognize that the Lord in which we worship is true.
所以他们就离开偶像。
And so they departed away from their idols.
然后第二段谈到复数又真又活的神。
And the second portion talks about serving the true and living God.
我们看天前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
下面说要复数那又真又活的神。他们离开偶像接下来就复数又真又活的神。
Here it says, how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
哪一位是又真又活的神?
Who is the living and true God?
我们看出来去第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
十数节。
Verse 14.
创世纪第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
十数节。
Verse
14. 神对摩西说我是自由拥有的、啊、又说你要对以色列人这样说那自由的打发我到你们这里来神向摩西显现
Here God revealed himself to Moses
要摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来
He wants Moses to deliver the people of Israel from Egypt
摩西就问神你叫什么名字、啊、
And so Moses said to God What is your name?
假如以色列问我哪一位神差派你来
What if the people of Israel ask me which God has sent you?
我要怎么回答
How am I supposed to respond?
神就说我是自由拥有的
And so God said I am who I am
这个中文的翻译很好、啊、
And so this translation is very good. I am who I am is self-existent. He was never created.
拥有就永远存在，永远不改变。
And I am and who I am, therefore, he is eternal. He is everlasting.
这个英文翻成 I am 就是我是。
Here English say I am, that is
这个我是这个现在动词。
He said, I am is in present tense.
表述神永远存在，永远不改变。
That is, God exists and he never changed.
同样的话耶稣也讲过。
And so same words were said by Lord Jesus Christ.
看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
二十数节。
Verse 24.
约翰福音第八章二十数节。
John chapter 8, verse 24.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们不信我。你们若不信我是基督 必要死在罪中、啊、这个基督中文圣经旁边有几个点表示原来没有说原来只有我是你们如果不信我是要死在罪中
Here it says that if you do not believe that I am he
希腊文、啊、这个新约是希腊文写的、
New Testament was written in Greek
旧约是希伯来写
And Old Testament was written by the Hebrews
那当耶稣传道说已经有有旧约圣经的希腊翻译本叫基督书译本。
And during Jesus' time, it's already the Old Testament has been translated.
根据希腊文的翻译本，刚刚所读的出来三章十六节那个我是，跟约翰八章二十四节这个我是同一个字。
And actually, before this translation, if you compare the original text of the Hebrew from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, "I am who I am," that "I am" is the same translation as here recorded in John chapter 8, verse 23.
耶稣告诉当时犹太人说：“你们如果不信我是，我是说永远存在那个神。如果你不信这个事实啊，你会死在罪中。”
And so here Jesus said to them, "If you do not believe that I am, then you will die in your sin."
我们不能够说什么时候才开始有神，什么时候没有神。
We cannot say that when there exists God and when there is no God.
因为他永远存在，永远不改变。
Because he never changed and he is everlasting.
我们看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章。
Revelations chapter 1.
第八节
，verse 8，
主神说：“我是阿拉欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者啊。”神是永远存在，永远不改变。
He said, "I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end."
他没有起点，没有终点。
He has no beginning and he has no end.
存在，永远不改变。
He is everlasting and will never change.
这一位就是又真又活的神。
And this is the true and living God.
他也是造万物的神。
He is God who made the world and everything in it.
在使徒书记章二十四节说，神创造万物。
In Acts chapter 17, verse 24, it says, "God created the whole world."
天地的主宰。
He is the creator of all things.
那神的存在在以弗所书章六节讲很清楚。
And also God's existence is stated in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
看以弗所第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse
6. 一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。有一次我去大同教会主持布道会。
One time I was in Ta Tong Church in Taiwan to conduct a spiritual convocation.
第一天晚上我就读了这一节。
And so the first night I shared this verse.
然后我说这一节我要分成五天讲。
And so I said this verse I will spend the next five nights to discuss.
有个姐妹坐在最前面很惊讶。
And then this one sister, I remember seeing her very surprised sitting in the front row.
她心讲这一节没有几个字怎么讲五天晚上。
She think to herself, I can see that she's thinking to herself, this is only a few words in this verse, how can you say five nights of sermon on this?
她开头说一神。
It says one God.
我就用这个来定题目，叫真神只有一位。
And so this one God, I use the topic that there is only one true God.
然后说，就是众人的父，我就定题目叫真神是众人的父。
And so Father of all, the second topic, I say that God is the Father of all.
然后说，真神超乎众人之上。
And the true God.Who is above all?
一神是只有一位神呢，真神一位而已啊。
That one God is the one true God.
众人的父是他神跟没有父子关系啊。
And so God, Father of all, having this fatherly relationship with His children.
圣经讲亚当神儿子。
And the Bible says that Adam is the son of God.
在路加三章最后那一节。
And Luke chapter at the end of Luke chapter 3 it says.
后来亚当犯罪就失去儿子名分了。
So when Adam sinned against God, so he lost his sonship.
我们信耶稣再次得了儿子名分。
So now that we come to believe in Christ once again, we receive our sonship.
第三晚上是说真神超乎众人之上。
And so the third night topic.
第一二三啊。超乎众人之上是一一二三对，超乎众人之上就是第三句哈。
And so the third is the one true God who is above all.
哦，然后冠超乎众人之上讲他的智慧、他的能力、他的公义、他的慈爱、他的一切作为都是超过每个人。
Talk about his power, his authority, his majesty, his love, everything that he has of his character is above all things.
第十天晚上
，and the fourth night，
真神冠乎众人之中，就圣灵充满宇宙了。
And that the one true God is through all, and that is pertaining to the Holy Spirit that indwells through all.
所以你到什么地方都可以拜到神了。
And that wherever you go, you actually worship God.
拜偶像去庙里呀。
If you worship idol, you have to go to its temple.
或者宝像拿到家里来啊。
Or that you have to take the temple into your home.
它有空间限制。
It is limited by time and space.
但神的灵充满天地。
But the Spirit of God hovers above all.
你有空间限制。
And so He is not limited by time and space.
什么地方都可以拜到神。
Anywhere you go, you can worship this God.
第五句话呢
？And the fifth,
真神住在众人里面。
That this one true God is in you all.
就受圣灵嘛。
And that's when we receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神灵在你里面，就神在你里面。
And so when the Holy Spirit is indwelling in you, that means God is in you.
刚刚五个题目。
And so five topics right there.
这是神给的恩典。
And this is the grace given to me by
God. 过去有一个书记，我当布道专员。
And so before, as I was working in evangelism.
就是布比注目教会。
And that is, I do not have to pastor any church.
从北部到中部到南部，一年两次春季秋季灵会，这个地方玩下一个礼拜就那个地方啊。
And so what that means is that I travel throughout Taiwan, North, Central, South region, through attending spiritual convocations.
一年几十次啊。
And one year, about more than 10 or so times.
所以我布道会有几百个题目。
And so my evangelical topics, I have more than 100.
那些布道讲过的，我整理出来两本书，叫《福音小册》。 天梯第一本第二本喜信。
And so I have compiled all my notes into two books, and one is the Heavenly Ladder, and the other one was the Good Gospel.
谈教会每处灵布道，就拿那能两本小册送给慕道朋友。
And so in Taiwan churches, every time they have spiritual convocation, they would distribute these as booklets to truth seekers.
已经重印好几次了。
And has been printed for many times.
如果要再写几本福音小册，还有很多题目。没有整理出来。假如整理出来，可以印更多的福音小册。
If I can compile more of my notes, I believe I can actually publish more of these booklets.
圣经里面的真理是没有限量的。
There is no boundary in the amount of teachings in the Bible.
好像活水泉源。
Just like the endless fountain of living water.
你用心去思考，你就会领受更多。
If you use your sincere heart to study it, you will receive it.
然后下面又谈到了他们。服侍这位有又真又神神，所以我们应当要服侍他，因为他是永远存在不改变的神，造物万物的神，所以我们应当侍奉他。
And so because he is the living and true God, therefore we need to serve him.
这个服侍这个主也可以解释成做奴仆了。
And so this serve, this word serve, can also be translated to be a slave.
在马太六章二十四节说，我们要专一侍奉他。
And in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 tells us that we must dedicate ourselves in serving him.
就是说不要贪爱世界了。
And that is to say, not to lust after the world.
一个人如果贪爱世界，
if one lusts after the world,
就不能够专一侍奉神。
Then he is not able to dedicate himself in serving God.
什么叫贪爱世界呢？
What does it mean to lust after the world?
是不是信主人每个都要很穷？
Does that mean that as a Christian we need to be poor?
没有地位。
That we need to be without status.
没有学问。
We need to be without education.
什么都没有。
That we have nothing.
这样才叫属灵吗？
Is this what's called as being spiritual?
如果这样，没有人敢信耶稣了。
If this is so, then no one dares to become a Christian.
世俗信耶稣人有神祝福，有的人赚很多钱呢，做大企业家。
As Christians, we see God has blessed also so many and some as being wealthy and very successful.
有的人有很好的学问呢。
Some people are very highly educated.
也有人有得了很高地位啊。
And some receive very high education.
所以所谓的贪爱世界，并不说你有钱、有地位、有学问就是等。
So to love after the world does not mean necessarily means that you have you are wealthy, you are successful, and you have status. 如果你
看钱财、地位、学问比神更重要。
But if it means that if you look at the wealth, the status, and the fame as more important than God,
用钱财、地位、学问来取代神地位。
And to use your education, the wealth, and these status.To put in place of God.
虽然不一定地位很高啊。
Even though you may not even be that high in status.
不一定很多钱啊。
Or you may not be all that wealthy.
不一定有很好学问啊。
Or that you may not have the highest education.
但只要你把这些东西当作比神更重要，这个是贪的数字。
But as long as you put these more importantly in the place of God, that it means you love after the world.
反过来说，地位很高。
But in other words,But if we turn this around, say you have a high education,
很多的钱财,
or that you are indeed very wealthy,
有很多学问,
but then, or that you receive very high education,
他也可以专心侍奉神,
but he can still dedicate himself
圣经有几个
例子
啊,
There are some examples in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕有很多的产业,
Abraham was blessed with much wealth.
但他不管去哪里就做祖坛献祭。
But wherever he went, he established an altar and to make a sacrifice, an offering to God.
他有那么多的牛羊，那么大的产业，不影响他的信仰生活。
He had so much property and herds, but it did not impact his relationship with God.
亚伯也有很多产业啊。
Job also has much wealth and material things.
好多牛羊、骆驼、驴子一大堆。
He has camels, he has sheep, he has herds.
他就信敬拜神。
But he still devout himself to serve God.
后来什么都没有了。
Later on, when he had nothing,
还是就信敬拜神。
He still devout himself to serve God.
并没有拿那些身外物取代神地位。
He did not take any of these material things in place of God.
有钱不是罪过啊，有钱不是罪过。
So to be wealthy is not a sin in itself.
圣经说摩西在埃及王宫长大。
Here, the Bible says that Moses grew up in the palace.
学习一些学问,
so he received the education of the palace.
后来神选用他,
and so God chose to use him.
把以色列人从埃及带出来,
that he became the deliverer for the people of Israel.
所以人在埃及王宫环境那么好, 受了那么好的教育,
even though he was grew up in the palace in such good environment, received such high education.
但他没有用学问来取代神地位,
but he did not use these to in place of God.
保罗也有很大学问,
Paul also received was also highly educated.
罗马政府官员审问他说,
and when the Roman governor questioned him,
对他说,
and said to him,
你学问太大, 让你癫狂,
he said, Paul, you have received too much knowledge, you are insane.
可见他学问连罗马政府官员都认定,
and so even the high education of Paul was recognized by this governor.
在使徒书记章记在保罗在雅典跟希腊两个族群在辩论道理,
and so in Acts chapter 17 describes how Paul debates theory, debates God with the philosophers.
假如保罗没有很好的学问,
if Paul did not have this good education,
那两个族类所讲的话可能他都听不懂,
then the words spoken by these philosophers are probably hard for Paul to understand.
他怎么跟他辩论呢?
How can he even debate with them?
但保罗没有用学问代替神,
but Paul did not use his education in place of God.
他说什么都看得混涂啊,
he sees everything as dust.
唯有耶稣为对照宝贝,
but only he sees God only as his precious thing.
大卫是一国的君王,
David was the king of the country.
全国没有一个人地位比他更高,
there is no one greater than David in his kingdom.
但是他说他能够复活见到神的面就心满意足,
and he said, as long as I live, I can see, can live and see the presence of God, I am content.
这个记在书篇书记篇第十五节,
and it's recorded in Psalm 17 verse 15.
他的地位那么高,
he was a king,
身份那么尊贵,
and he has the highest status,
王宫也生活那么样讲究,
and so he lived in the luxury life in the palace,
是大家所羡慕, 但是得不到,
was admired by many people but unable to achieve it.
可是他不以这个为满足,
but he does not see this as his fulfillment.
他能够复活到天国去见到神才心满意足,
but he is content if one day he can resurrect and see God in heaven.
我们看大卫所写的好多书篇就发现,
and so when we read the Psalms that is composed by King David,
他的信心非常好,
his faith was strong.
所以地位高并不影响他的信仰生活,
so his high status did not impact his relationship or his faith in God.
他还是以神为最宝贵,
so he still takes God as his most precious.
他还是盼望将来到天国去比今天做王更好,
he still hope one day he can go to the eternal kingdom of God more than him being the king in the world.
所以地位高或是有很多财富或是有很好的学问,
and so to be well, wealthy or highly educated or high status does not equate.
反过来说,
also, you turn this around.
很穷苦,
if we are poor,
没有学问,
we have no education,
很卑微, 没有地位,
we are very humble without any position.
不等于做的人就是属灵人,
but you cannot say these people automatically equate to being a spiritual man.
重点不在于身外之物,
so the focus point is not upon the material,
在心态问题,
but it is on the attitude, the spirit of
the heart. 专一服侍神是一种心态,
and so that's why Jesus said you have to serve the Lord your God.
所以有地位有钱有学问不是罪过啊,
and so it is not a sin to be well off or to be highly educated or to have a position.
有时候我们所拥有的可以对圣功的推行也是有帮助,
in actuality many times it can assist in the holy work of God.
如果大家都很穷,
if everyone is poor,
奉献就
then we will not have offering and tithes.
教会要需要好多经费哪里来?
And then what about all the bills that we need to pay for church use?
好, 所以我们要知道重要是心态是归向神呢,或者归向赎罪呢?
And so we must remember it is the matter of our heart, the spirit of our heart, and whether we love God or we love the world.
一个做奴仆服侍神的要听从主的话,
one who serves God will listen to his word, words.
路加6章16节,
Luke chapter 6 verse 46.
耶稣说, 你称我主啊, 主啊, 怎么不听我的话呢?
Lord, Jesus said, how come you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
所以做仆人服侍主, 一定要听从主的话,
and so as a servant of God, we must listen to his words.
路加书记章书节又谈到, 做仆人要为主工作,
and also Luke chapter 17 verse 10, it says that as servants we must work for him.
我们看这一节就来结束,
let's look into this verse and we will conclude.
路加书记章第十节,
Luke chapter 17 verse 10,
路加书记章
Luke chapter 17,
第十节,
verse 10.
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，主当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应份做的。这里说仆人如果完成一件事情，
here, so if a servant is able to achieve something,
要说我们是无用仆人,
instead they are to say, I am unprofitable servant. We have done what was our duty to do. You do the best that you can. And may all the glory be unto God. This is the attitude of a good servant of God. We conclude tonight's class.
接下来有祷告会啊。
And now we will have prayer session.
今天轮到哪一位啊？好。